Hey everybody, welcome to another podcast. We're discussing Tim Tams with Chandel and Carly and Jed and Jessica and Colleen and Chris.
I have to get some water.
Woo! Well, I say we're discussing because I'm not, but when Jessica gets back, we'll discuss Tim Tams. They'll discuss Tim Tams, eventually, and I'll just sit in the corner and laugh.
I'm about to find out what a Tim Tam is, and I gotta say, I'm really excited. Apparently, there's a lot of hype over this subject, and...
And they come in packages of 11.
They come in packages of 11.
Yeah.
Which, how many people actually listen to this? Like, is it, like, really downloaded?
Anyways, this is a discussion on Tim Tams, cool, not on podcasts.
Exactly.
Are they okay, their popularity. Don't know yet?
No, okay.
It doesn't matter.
Tim Tams.
I'm sorry to
explain what the Tim Tam is.
Okay.
If you don't know Paul, I respect you very lot.
Okay. This might be because I'm from the States. But
no, I didn't even know what they were until like this year.
It's a cookie, but it's a magical cookie.
It's not really a cookie.
Yeah.
A magical
cookie. It's like, it's more like, you know, like,
it's a magical cookie, Carly.
So it comes in many flavors, but we're just going to discuss the original because
the other ones are not
superior.
As good. We tried
them. It comes with packs of 11.
That's not even, okay. So Tim Tams are cookies, but they're like dipped in chocolate and there's this creamy center and they're like rectangular, which comes in handy for the Tim Tam Slam.
The Tim Tam Slam.
Which is like...
Money. Which is the...
I wish this recorder could see my facial expression right now.
It would, like, make more sense if it were, like, a straw.
Whoa.
What?
Would you just...
But, like...
No,
because
the surface...
Yeah, you need, like, the creamy in the middle.
To make it spherical,
yeah.
It doesn't melt as well. Speaking of melting, so, the Tim Tam, you bite off two opposite corners.
Uh-huh. There's an art to eating this?
Oh, yeah.
You dip one end in a hot drink, and then you suck through the other open end. And then you can tell what happens.
Okay, and then so...
For too long.
No, I'm saying it. Okay. So what happens is you suck on it until you reach... Until the liquid reaches your mouth and it gets, like, you can feel it starting to get squishy. And then you stuff it in your mouth and it explodes in your mouth.
In a, like, an explosion of
and it's
flavor
just, like,
and
fat
awesome
and
delicious.
Chocolate and sugar and it's like the cookie just disappears and it's just, like...
Heaven
in your mouth.
Yeah.
And...
So that's the original Tim Tam.
That's the original Tim Tam. There is dark chocolate Tim Tam, but the chocolate doesn't melt fast enough, and it's just
and
not
dark chocolate's
it.
Gross.
And then there's caramel,
like,
which is just,
it was really fat and
the
weird.
Original's just so sweet and
yeah.
So delicious, and the best thing that has ever
yeah.
What can you
existed.
Dip it into? What sort of drink
okay,
can I...
You would think that dipping it in hot chocolate is good, but it's not.
Because it's too sweet.
It's just too
but
much
like,
chocolate.
But, like, you can dip it in coffee
too much awesome.
And tea and...
Yeah. I like dipping it in tea. It's really good.
Sorry.
Probably steamed milk would be quite good.
I feel like I should be taking notes.
Oh, don't worry. It's all recorded. So, yeah, that's basically, like, the basics of Tim Tams. The stupidest thing about Tim Tams is the fact that they come in packages of 11.
Yes, because New Zealanders are weird.
Yeah.
Oh, they're New Zealandish.
Oh, yeah, they're from New Zealand. But, like, they're kind of, like, spread to countries, like, all over the place, like... My one friend, like, learned about it when she was in Jerusalem, and my other friend learned about it when he was
in Jerusalem?
Africa.
So there's, like...
Yeah, and then, like...
Jewish people doing the Tim Tam slam?
This is, like,
I guess.
A worldwide...
And then
fact.
My brother, when he was...
Jed's people.
Yeah. So, anyways. Tim Tams. Now all these tens of people look like Jed's Jewish.
No, not tens. It's almost a multiple of 10. Now.
Okay. They come in packages of 11.
Yeah, which makes no sense, because a prime number, who does that?
And who has, like, 10 friends that they bring...
That's a ridiculous amount of friends.
You know, I only have 4, and I'm offended by the fact that I would need 10 friends to have a package of 10 times, because that's what happens.
Yeah.
You need to have 10 friends, and you have to
and
invite them all over at once.
And you have 4 friends, then you each have 2, and then who
there,
gets the 1?
Like, and
awkward.
Then there's fights, and
yeah.
Then, like, you're not friends
or
anymore.
Or in our house, there's
excellent.
6 people.
Yeah.
And so everybody gets 2 except one person.
And usually Chandel, because she...
So it's obviously a marketing ploy to make you buy more than
well,
one package.
I don't know.
Or
like, that's
New
the question.
Zealand is just... Here.
That's the question.
This is what we're trying to
but
decide.
Maybe oh, it's gosh. A ploy by the Tim Tam makers
yeah.
to get
sometimes
people to have more friends.
Yeah.
So maybe they're trying to make the world a better place
I didn't
by encouraging people.
Yeah, but what kind of friendships are built upon having an extra Tim Tam?
It's a cookie.
Well, sometimes you gotta have cookie friends. You
really,
cookie
really, I think
it
is. The solution to it is
reason.
You just get a package, have no friends, and just eat them all yourself.
Yeah. I think that's a good
I'm down
idea.
With that.
Really, I'd rather have Tim Tams than friends.
Obesity. They're promoting obesity
yeah. and selfishness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
once
everybody wins,
once you got
because
rid of all of your friends and you're eating your Tim Tams, then you're sad because you have no friends, so you eat more Tim Tams.
Yeah.
And basically, when I hear that somebody wants to marry me, I'll know that it won't be for my looks.
It'll be for
your Tim Tams.
My Tim Tams and my personality.
But no, because you can't even share it with your spouse because it's not an even number, so the two of you can't have an even number.
And if you cut it in half, you can't do the Tim Tam slab, so you can't.
Oh, dang.
Which is how you decide who wants it more. You say, well, cut it in half.
And whoever's just like,
says,
you have
it! Tim Tam!
And that's the one who truly wants it.
That's the true test of love.
Yeah.
The sacrifice. I need to see a picture of what these look like.
Oh, we used to have little instructions on
how
to do it.
They're on the fridge.
Oh, well, I guess.
So they don't make sense.
They do make sense.
There's like a swirl part.
Oh, what?
It's like shake. You have to shake.
You have to shake. You don't have to shake it if you. I find
if
you
use a hot enough liquid.
If you use a hard enough liquid, it's fine. And also,
podcast. You're wrecking the podcast.
And also, if you suck it just a bit longer than the recommended time, if you suck it just past when the beverage gets into your mouth, then it's just squishy enough for it to totally explode. They have the shaking so that it gets like all
easy. Or you're holding the top because you're trying to bend over the liquid, and then only the top remains in your hand and it falls
into
your liquid.
Oh, that's what happened to Chris. It was really sad.
That would be sad.
It's a tragedy.
I almost wanted to cry, except I scooped it out with my hand.
I remember one time Jess
so then maybe the extra Tim Tam is there as a contingency plan in case that happens.
Yeah, it could be.
So maybe the Tim Tams
are actually
helping you out.
What if people start dropping Tim Tams in on purpose?
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
just so
you're
so
such
that they
a
can
media.
Get
it. It's just like the extra Tim Tam for like that whole move on the side of the street.
Oh,
that's what it's for.
Then they should have done 13, because
so
10
really
is still divisible by less numbers than 12.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to write a song about Tim Tams.
Well, for ship up, you have to have it.
Yeah, you can't just...
And it's too bad we ate those two packages of Tim Tams, like, a couple days ago.
Well, hey, how many of us are there right now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8 people. Then we have 3 Tim Tams left over for the 3 homeless people.
Oh wait, Sarah's upstairs too. We'll have 2 Tim Tams left over.
Listen to my jam
so
about the Tim Tam. If you eat all 11,
one
then you're a real man.
Hobos.
And one for the bear.
That
lives,
that's he's trying to go see.
Okay,
it.
So you
the hobo can give it
song.
To his girlfriend.
Huh?
The hobo can give it to the girl.
Now we just need a dance to go with it. Not that anyone on the podcast would see it.
No, sadly.
We can tell us how good it is.
One for the dame.
Yes.
And one for the little boy who lived down the lane.
And the Muffin Man, who lives on Drury Lane.
Tim Tam, he has muffins.
Yeah.
Maybe he's
but
tired
Tim
of muffins.
Better than muffins.
Maybe
he
he's
cookies,
had. Maybe he's
cookies.
Had a little too much muffin lately.
Too much muffin top.
Is muffin?
Can never have too much muffin top.
Yeah, obviously.
I wasn't in the gold.
It actually,
like
the Tim Tam Slam, kind of works with Kit Kats too. But it's not as good because they don't have as much
of
like
the
creamy
of
center.
Kit Kat is better.
I know, but it's just like Kit Kat in my mouth. But it's
otherwise
not as
like
good.
But then there's less cookies.
It's really.
You didn't have a piece yet.
It's really, Tim Tams are.
Please,
kind of
I think it's cut.
Tim Tams are
gotta
super expensive.
Gotta save one piece for Joanna.
Yeah,
I think they're
just like
imported,
cigarettes.
But it's just like if we actually calculated the price of Tim Tams.
What happened
probably
if you made like Tim Tam soup? Like,
then you
walk.
Would become obese?
Okay, no, let him speak, let him speak. I want to hear this.
This
that's
is
all I got. What?
Yeah. Just, like,
I thought it was one of those like brilliant Jed's
like,
midnight
put,
ideas thing.
Like Tim Tams in it and like stir it up. And then you like form it into one giant Tim Tam. Like you, you melt them all.
Just
and, like,
that doesn't
it
work. Because you would
what
have extra layers of chocolate. That don't exist in a single Tim Tam.
What if you just melt the sides off, and then
what
they
if you
melt
made a
the
giant
tops together,
Tim-tam?
And then you just make this giant Tim Tam, and then you get like 6 people to suck.
That's what I was just thinking!
What?
Like, you have a giant Tim Tam, and you get 6 faces, and you all go, and
then
suck
how
it
how
at once, and then
you how many people from the other end would eat
that's
it?
How you could solve the problem of the 11 Tim Tams. So if you could somehow meld all the ends together, then you would just have one Tim Tam.
But would you rather have an extra Tim Tam left over or all suck on one Tim Tam?
No, no, just have it for yourself.
Oh.
It'd be like a chain reaction.
But you could like drink an entire
like
cup of tea in one suck.
If you did like one long
you need a lot of
no, but then
you
would
like
just start disintegrating in the bottom.
Dissolve
and just
as it went back.
Like, yeah, you gotta be pro. That's like, this
yeah
is like,
you
that'd be a very hot beverage.
You would
like
need a polar surface that the water would go up on its own without your suckage power.
You need like a vacuum at the other end. And then you could start eating it from the bottom.
So there's
sort
like
of
no
physics involved with the suckage power,
yeah,
isn't there?
Okay.
Have, like,
and
units for the sucking power.
Okay,
like,
so
the Tams.
I want to talk for a second about something called lady fingers.
Yes.
That does not sound appealing at all.
Are those also cookies?
Yes. They
what?
They're like wafers.
I thought it was
lady
chicken.
Finger or firecrackers. It's like these things you...
Lady fingers are like one of the bottom layers of tiramisu.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to eat lady fingers.
It's like white
but they're ladylike. Would you rather eat a lady finger or a man finger?
That's true.
You're going to eat a finger. It's going to be
what about a chicken finger? I would pick a chicken finger, but I guess you wouldn't because you're vegetarian.
I would not choose a chicken finger. I'm a cannibal, not a...
Oh, right.
But if you're a cannibal, you...
Oh, you have a problem with eating chicken, so yeah. I guess you choose lady fingers.
Yeah, totally. They only have, like, tofu fingers.
Right? Stay away from the men finger, though.
Yeah.
And the gold finger? Don't even go there.
Gold finger!
That was the best. Oh, man.
Yes.
There's not really anything else to say about Tim Tams. I mean, we could say more, but really, I think you just need to experience it. No, you can just
Tim Tams in peppermint tea.
Oh my goodness! You just blew my mind.
You haven't done that.
You've never had that?
What do you drink here?
Most common way
for
Tim Tams.
I've only done it twice. Once with hot chocolate, and once with double bergamot Earl Grey.
That's quite good.
Peppermint.
Earl Grey is really good.
Oh, that was so good.
I try, I think, is my favorite because you have like the spiciness and the chocolatey.
Mm-hmm. So, can I just walk into any store in Prince George
no,
and find Tim Tam?
There.
Can you... I wonder if there's, like, in New Zealand, like, Tim Tam slamming, like, contests.
What would the...
Yeah,
how would
they call it Tim Tam
like,
slam?
How is there any way to lose a Tim Tam slam contest?
By not eating...
By dropping your cookie in your
mouth.
No, you have
to
do
10.
A... Yeah. Oh.
That's true. It is quite overwhelming to eat, like... I only have, like...
You know what I've never tried?
What?
Like, 3 Tim Tams at the same time. In, like,
it's
because
it's like $5
water.
To get a package of Tim Tams. But
still,
you should try it, yeah. You mean like you would stack them in your mouth?
Yeah.
And then you'd be like...
Yeah.
You would need to have like Chris's giant mug to do that because you would have to fit all
yeah,
the
or
Tim Tams.
Yeah,
or
a bowl.
Or a bowl.
Oh, back to the Tim Tam soup.
Yeah, now we're just reverging into gluttony here.
Well... I feel like I've just expanded my whole knowledge network.
The inappropriate part?
I don't know any.
I
didn't
mention it right at the end.
What's another
too,
controversial topic that will not make us not be friends anymore?
What's this?
Like,
can you get more controversial than Tim Tam?
Not really.
Not really controversial, but you ever made like ghost gum?
Yes.
Yes. What is that?
I've never gone
what
to
is
work
go- have you experienced nothing?
I was homeschooled.
Oh, that explains it. Ghost gum is just camping tradition, but it doesn't even have to be camping.
It's like our backyard.
Just,
it's so
disgusting.
We'll do that as soon as there's no snow. So probably like next year or something.
Okay, so it's
next
marshmallow.
Year, really?
Curly. Pay attention.
Yes.
Okay.
Whoa. At least it wasn't like the Zed formation. That's
no.
Like...
Girl. No. Okay, actually, what I was going to say, ghost gum, you grab a marshmallow and you like, massage it.
Do you have to melt it first?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
You don't melt it.
Massage it.
And then you just like twist it and pull it apart and whatever, and then it becomes like all gooey.
Oh, I do that on my own anyways.
Yeah, it's called ghost gum, and then you eat it. It's delicious.
Yeah, they just found a name for something.
Different than like a marshmallow.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like marshmallow.
I think it's because you're like sweat and dirt from
camping.
Yeah,
saltier.
And the smoke from the fire. It tastes like.
But you don't melt it. Like, you don't use a.
I know, but you're like, we assume you're standing by a fire.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how I get the perfectly golden brown marshmallow?
How?
By holding
it. I lick it all over first.
Whoa!
To get rid of the cornstarch!
I wasn't that technical. It's just like some form of moisture that keeps it from burning right away. And you get it perfectly roasty, toasty, golden brown.
But you can't share it.
Yes.
Yes, you can.
I don't think I know all 10 of his listeners.
It's sanitary.
No, more than 10, less than 20.
Right.
Yeah, but if we had the marshmallow cooking like a little contest for like.
And I'd just like to say that the person that taught me that.
If we had a marshmallow cooking contest,
20, right?
Jed would win for most style with his fingers.
Oh, yes.
I would just like to confess that the person that taught me this licking marshmallow technique Eric Miller.
Eric Miller from Smithers.
No, but
Eric does that.
Well, because yeah, I don't know if I've eaten a marshmallow so from him before. They had marshmallow roast there.
So why
I don't think he would lick a marshmallow he made for you.
Yes.
Oh, you could just put it in a glass of water.
What?
Be real. Are you gonna eat?
Be sensible. Seriously. A puddle.
Join the rest of us, okay?
You're gonna find a puddle in the middle of
summer.
Well,
you get the idea. You can.
It's just convenient when your mouth is there.
When you're like tongue
through. But when your mouth isn't there, then I guess you can use a puddle.
Yeah.
Where would your mouth be at this point?
On vacation.
What if you're gay?
What happened? Guys, they're like. They gag you and they say, cook me a perfect marshmallow or else I'm going to shoot
you. Oh, I thought you said, what if you're gay? And I was like,
me too.
Tomorrow's this conversation again?
I thought that was a two.
I was like, alright, I was thinking something I'm not going to say.
Yep.
Jesse was thinking it too.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But why would you eat marshmallows at the same time?
Well, if it's
being gay, because somebody gags you and says, I'm going to shoot you in the face unless you cook me a marshmallow. And then you dip it in water so that it's perfect so they don't get mad and shoot
you
in the face.
And you do it with fingers like Jed because you don't have a stick because they're not going to give you a stick if you're being held hostage because then you smack them in the face and run away.
True story.
Especially
when it's
pointy
too. Yeah. And hot. A pointy hot stick is never a good thing to give a hostage.
No. Or a basket of
speaking of pointy hot sticks, there's one pointed right at me almost, I'm pretty sure.
I guess I'm the only one who saw that.
Well, this has been super fun, guys, but I need to move the dessert train onwards.
Okay,
could you be a deer and say, this has been a gotgrip.com podcast with that thing for
This has been a gotgrip.com podcast.
Bye!
Bye!
Bye! Bye.